community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, in the studio with me this afternoon, I've got Simon from the Brentwood Gazette. Hello, Simon.
Good afternoon.
How you doing? All right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
I haven't seen you for a while. Did you have a nice Christmas?
I did, yeah, really good.
And a fantastic... What did you do New Year's Eve?
I was back at home at my parents.
Oh, really?
Me and my girlfriend, which is in Cambridgeshire. So, yeah, it's quite...
Oh, that's
quite
nice.
Quite a quiet one, watching Jules Holland.
But yeah. Oh, really? I supposed to be really good. I've heard that was really good.
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right. Yeah.
Did you go? You come from Cambridge? Did you? Have you ever been up and down, punting up and down the river there?
I've been. Yeah, I've been. I went a couple of times when I was at sixth form there.
Yeah, it's quite nice, isn't it?
It is nice in the summer. Nice. It's a nice way to spend the day.
Feels like you're in Venice. Do. Now, and some of the views from that river, you know, are absolutely amazing when you go up and down in the punts.
Nice, yeah.
Now, we're going to talk about some of the things that are in the Brentwood Gazette tomorrow morning, and I know the first thing you want to talk about is the William Hunter Way Cinema. You've got a little bit more news for us as to what's going to go on there.
We have, yeah. Well, obviously, it's sort of well known now that about 64%, I think it was, people said they wanted a cinema.
Yeah, that's right.
So, obviously, the update now is that in a council meeting last week, the owner of a sort of a boutique cinema.
What's a boutique cinema?
So, a boutique cinema is more, rather than sort of a big view or Cineworld, it's a smaller place which will show sort of more arty sort of films as well as the mainstream stuff.
Oh, right, so it's a little bit different. It's not the normal, you know, blockbusters that we see.
Yeah, I think you would have the sort of the blockbusters as well.
Right.
But it'll give more variety and also it'll be smaller and also have things like, they have like a special room where they have, rather than just the normal seating, they'll have like sofas and armchairs and a bar.
Oh, really? Like that. Oh, that sounds quite nice. That sounds in keeping with the community within Brentwood, to be honest with you, because some of the shops are nice and quaint little shops.
I think that's what they were looking for, and it sounds like, I mean, it sounds quite good to me.
That sounds fantastic.
Rather than just sort of your normal, like, view or Cineworld.
Have we got a name of somebody who's interested in this, or is it just speculation at the moment?
Well, the company who have been sort of brought in to speak to the council, I'm not saying that they are, but they're called sort of Genesis. Genesis Cinema, and they're based in Marl End, which is sort of East London.
Right, okay, yeah.
Apparently it's gone down really well there, so the council sort of think that it might do well here.
As you say, they're just talking to him at the moment, there's nothing signed.
There's nothing signed. No, nothing signed yet. But
I think it'd be quite good, didn't you?
I like the sound of it. So.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. A nice, quaint little cinema. Mm. Also, I know that you've got something going on in tomorrow's paper about Ingatestone Station. Now, I don't know Ingatestone Station myself. Well, what's going on there? What's happening?
Well, to people who do know Ingatestone Station, which is a lot of commuters, a lot of people commute to the city from there, is that sort of, it used to be a sort of really nice old building in the sort of 80s, 70s before that.
Yeah.
And... but it's sort of wasted away a little bit over the last sort of 20, 30 years or so. And a man's come to us called Peter Smart, who's sort of been campaigning to sort of improve the station.
Yeah.
And he's finally got some good news from Abellio Greater Anglia, who about a couple of years ago got the lease for the station. And it looks like they're planning some sort of quite major improvements for the station.
Oh, really? Well, it must get a lot of footfall, to be honest with you, because that's one of the straight lines into London, isn't it? It goes into Liverpool Street, I think, Ingatestone.
Yeah, I think you can get there in, half an hour?
Yeah, it's about half an hour, 35
like
minutes, something like that.
I think it's something like 2,000 people commute every day.
That's a lot of people from one station, so it must be in rack and ruin by now if it's been quite a while since it was done up.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So it looks like they're going to have sort of widen the platforms a bit, because it's quite old, so quite small platforms. I think a lot of students also go maybe from Ingatestone towards London also building a new platform as well, because there's no waiting room on the platform one.
Oh, really?
Which is the London bound platform, so if it's raining and all the commuters are there, just stood there in the rain at the moment, so
there's nothing worse than standing on a platform in the rain with the wind whistling around your legs. You feel like saying, all I want is a bit of shelter with a door, just give me somewhere with a door.
Yeah.
And, you know, because you can stand there for 10 minutes sometimes, and it's not very long to stand away for 10 minutes, but, oh my word.
And obviously, with the train prices going up now, people will feel like they should be getting something.
Well, they should, to be honest with you.
Money, shouldn't they?
I mean, it's a lot of money to get into London every day and back, especially from Ingatestone.
Mm.
And some of these older stations, you know, Why does the toilet smell that way? Why, you know, I know, no, that sounds a bit, I know why it smells that way, but I'm trying to be tactful. I know why it smells that way, but why is it that some toilets smell like that and other toilets don't? Is it because they just don't bother cleaning them? And I've never smelt the toilets in Ingatestone Station, so I don't know whether they smell like that, but it's normally the older toilets that are just really dingy and horrible, and that's terrible. That's terrible. You haven't got, you go, oh, I don't want to touch anything in here.
There's nothing worse than the dirty, smelly toilet.
It's horrible, isn't it? It's horrible, and that is notably what goes on with an older building.
Yeah.
And with the newer buildings, you don't normally get that. I don't know whether it's drainage that they sort out or whatever, but oh, it's just, let's, well, fingers crossed they make a good job of this, and that would be nice for the commuters from Ingatestone. Also, we've got a bit of a star-studded thing going on. Haven't we?
We have, yeah. I mean, this is something that came to us yesterday, it's to do with Gary Barlow, who's obviously massive.
Stars.
Star
everywhere.
And so he, on Twitter a few days ago, sort of tweeted out saying that he gets sort of thousands of requests for him to sing at people's weddings. Sort of every
I can
week.
Imagine he does.
Which is not a great surprise, but he said that he, in a sort of way, he wants to give back to his fans, and said that he's going to choose three fans and sing at their weddings this year for free of charge.
Now, this is quite good, I don't know if it was a documentary, it was some sort of programme following Gary Barlow anyway.
Yeah.
And he actually went and sung at somebody's wedding on this, because one of her bridesmaids, her best friend, actually kept driving him mad on Twitter.
Yeah.
So he's probably doing this off the back of that to come and sing at her best friend's wedding, and then she turned up. The bride had her back towards the door. Gary Barlow had actually turned up. He's outside with the radio mic. He started to sing the first dance. So they've planned it so the bride didn't see him. She thought it was the record playing from the DJ. He's walked in. He's standing. I know, it's giving me goosebumps now. He's standing right behind her. Then all of a sudden, the new husband has turned round. And she turns around and she looks at this bloke and she looks straight at him as if to say, what are you doing on my dance floor? I'm doing my first dance. And then she looked away again. And then she looked back like this. And everybody just started laughing and clapping. And she was in pieces. She was in tears, the poor girl.
Yeah.
So if you can have Gary Barlow sing at your wedding, what a fantastic thing to happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's our story this week is about a lady from Worley who's been a massive sort of Take That and Gary Barlow fan all her life. And she's getting married in March, and she's sort of doing what you said there, just trying to hassle him as much as possible, which he said they're allowed to do.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah,
that's what I would suggest.
Not just doing that for fun.
knocking on his in the middle of the night. That's all you want, isn't it? If you're Gary Barlow, go away.
Via Twitter, I must
add. Via Twitter, yeah.
She's
that's
not,
the important.
She's not going out to him in the street.
No.
So she's getting all her friends and family to sort of tweet him saying, please sing at her wedding. And listeners, if they want, can join in and do this as well. Her name's Sarah Hensley, and she's getting married to Gary Whirl in March.
Well, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed that it all happens and Gary ends up singing at her wedding.
Yeah, it would be a good story for her.
It would be a really good story, to be honest with you. Well, Simon, thank you very much for coming in this afternoon.
No worries at all.
We can read all about that tomorrow morning in the Brentwood Gazette. Thanks, Simon.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.